Alexandria, 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life this world would offer me, looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel radio, serving all of Senla,
at 88.1. So
Baptist Church radio broadcast. Where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
But now we thank you for this one more day to see your beauty. Father, as I stand, speak to me and speak through me, that your word will go forth, that your word will accomplish its purpose, because we'll leave here better than when we came, because we heard from you, oh God. And oh, how grateful we are for your very presence. In Christ's name and for his sake we pray, amen. Book of 2 Corinthians. Book of 2 Corinthians. After the invitation, I think the youth have an announcement also. So let us be prepared to give that. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I want to use for a thought, there's a new version of you available. God bless you, Hershey's. There's a new version stay the way you are. God says, I have a new version of you. It's available to you and for you if you want it. And when we look at today's society and all of this technology, there are always upgrades. Upgrade is a phase that we are all familiar with. If you walk into a cell phone store with a cell phone in your hand and the cell phone is an old version, 9 times out of 10, the customer service representative will always going to ask you, do you want to upgrade? And if you have even been through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and you order a number 3, the person on the other end will say, would you like to upgrade it? And much as we like to eat, we supersize. My brothers and sisters, an upgrade happens when we move from nothing to something, and from something to everything. It happens when we go from poverty to plenty, from showing and sowing to weeping. It happens when we go from where we are to where God wants us to be. In other words, it removes from ordinary to the extraordinary. And it's called an upgrade. My brothers and sisters, there is a new version of you available. And if you're going through the same old woes that you was going through last year, if you're still dealing with the same old deadbeat personalities of your past, I come to tell you, it's time for an upgrade. Because God wants to bring you to a place and a plateau in your life that you've never been before. And he knows that we are tired. And he knows what all we've been through, beaten and battered. But the good news is, you're still here. My brothers and sisters, when we look at this upgrade and we reap the benefits of being upgraded, I don't know about you, but I didn't come to worship this morning just to sit down and look around. I used to do that in my old version. But since I've been upgraded, I don't act the same. You see, the old version of Roger would just sit and wait, couldn't wait till church was over, because I had other plans later on that evening. Come on, don't leave me like that. I'm not the only one here that had an old version. Some of you still dealing with the old version. But one day, God upgraded me that when I walked in church, I didn't have a statute of limitations on worship. It didn't matter how long I was in church, because God had been that good to me. Some people said, preacher, you loud. We ain't hard of hearing. I'm not loud to trying to get you to hear. I'm loud because I've been upgraded. The old version was quiet, smooth, and slick, but the new version is loud and annoying. I wonder, do I have some upgraded folk in here? I wonder, do I have some upgraded folk in here? And I wonder, is there somebody here still in the old version but desiring to be upgraded? I come to tell you, there's a new version of you available. Since I've been upgraded, even in my prayer life, I've learned to pray for my enemies and wish them well. But see, the old version, you mess with me, you got something on your hands to deal with. Somebody say, oh, man, you short in stature. That don't mean nothing. Sure was Mike Tyson, but he had a high knockout percentage. In my worship, God wants the best out of us. God wants us to do our best. And I wonder, is there anybody here who is willing and honest with God and yourself and tell yourself it's time for an upgrade? It's time for an upgrade. You know it's time for an upgrade when you can lift your hands to God but won't shake your neighbor's hand. You know it's time for an upgrade when you are speaking tongues but won't speak to me. You know it's time for an upgrade when a brother can stand in line 3 hours for Michael Jordan, won't stand in line 30 minutes to fill out a job application. You know it's time for an upgrade when the sister can shake what a mama gave her but won't do what a mama taught her. It's time for an upgrade when brothers can wear their pants down but won't bring those grades up. It's time for an upgrade. She's a brick house but with no furniture upstairs. It's time for an upgrade. It's time for an upgrade. And since you know it's time for an upgrade, I stopped by this morning to tell you the good news is there is a new version of you available if you want it. You ought to just praise God just out of the fact that there is a better version of you. And God wants you to tap into the new version. But you have to be willing to do so. In the text, Paul is dealing with the church of Corinth. In 1 Corinthians, he discovered that the church was weak and it was struggling with division and immaturity. And so Paul tries to deal with this and even with the false teachings that was going on with the church of Corinth. They and his teaching disturbed them, so Paul left. But when he got to Ephesus, he says, nah, I can't let them stay like that. He wrote them a second letter. And many were converted by his second letter. But there was still that little group wanted to hang on to the old nature. And Paul says, if any man, y'all want to get what I'm saying? And that's in every walk of life. A group of people can change, but it's always that small group wants to hang on to the old things. As church began to progress in this technology world, we have to keep up with society because we are going to lose them trying to do things we did back in the 40s. I wish I had somebody to testify. It is 2022. It's time for us to come in here and act like it's 2022. Paul said, a new version available. You don't always have to walk in church mean. You don't always have to walk in with your feelings on your shoulders. It bothers me more than anything, a child of God carrying their feelings on their shoulders. They didn't shake my hand. I ain't coming to church no more. They walked past me and they didn't speak to me. I ain't coming to church no more. Well, who you heard? You're hurting yourself. Because if you look at the reality of why we are here, we are not here to get our hands shaked. We are not here to get pats on our back. I thought you got out of your bed, put on your clothes, used your gas, came across town to give God the praise. And if it's really about God and not about you, it don't matter who shakes your hand as long as your hands are lifted in the sanctuary. It makes no difference who speaks to you and who doesn't speak to you. As long as you use your lips to give God praise and give God glory. I want to say, anybody in the church right now going to use all you have to give God what you owe him? Lest I hold you too long. There's a new version of you available. There's an update for you available. But then let's go through the text and discover, how do you know when you need an upgrade? Look at verse 12. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. The first reason I know I need an upgrade, y'all ready? You out of date. Computers are out of date. An upgrade is a new version or an addition to the hardware and the software, and it has to be installed to make it work better. When you're out of date, it takes a computer a long time to start up. And that's why I can tell a lot of people out of date, because it takes you a long time to get in the service. You got to be prime, pushed, restarted. And then it still takes you a long time to come on. And then when you come on, it takes a long time to go from page to page. But when somebody is updated, they come in here already on and ready. I have seen folk in Mount Zion walk through the doors doing this here. Y'all get what I'm saying? Walk through the doors doing this here. And folk been in service 20 minutes and haven't given God a thumb up yet. Watch this. Adam, hear me good, was formed in the image of God. Sin entered Adam and he became deformed. But by the grace of God, you and I are conformed. And his spirit has transformed us. And now we are different people. Watch this. Not only when you know that you need to upgrade because you start slow, but then your battery cells life decays. When you would plug up the laptop, if the battery life is decaying, it's hooked to the proper power source. Y'all ready? But it won't hold a charge long. In other words, watch this. You came to church and you're up shouting, you're screaming, you're enjoying yourself, because you're getting charged. But after the benediction, what you had, it just died. Because it didn't last too long. But if you get upgraded and your battery get renewed, this what you got today will hold you till you get back next Sunday. I wish I had somebody to testify. Have you ever had a cell phone? You couldn't use it but 5 minutes. You had to keep on re-charging it. It was nothing wrong with the power source. It was something wrong with what's going on inside the phone. You can't blame God because how you feel when you leave church is because what you got inside, it won't keep the charge too long. Rum Kirk. People come, I heard folks say, came to church hungry, and I'm leaving hungry. Well, it's your fault. You're the one rejected the food that was put on the table. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. You get it. My brothers and sisters, when you know you're out of date, you need something installed inside of you. My brothers and sisters, watch what the C clause of verse 12 says. Them which glory in appearance and not in heart. You look like it on the outside, but on the inside is something different. James chapter 1 verse 22 says this, but ye are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Then Galatians 6:3 says, for if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives his own self. You think you're all of that and you're nothing. You know you're nothing. You're perpetrating a fraud to say you are something when you know you're nothing. Let me help you with that. When you come before the presence of God and just be real with God, tell God truthfully what's going on the inside of you. Tell God how weak you are. Tell God how you failed and how you attempted to fall. You're about to wave the white flag. But then God will bless you. He will recharge your battery and give you a charge to run on when nobody's behind you. How many can testify this morning and said, I thank God that I was honest enough with God and myself and realized that I am frail and I'm about to fall. But out of nowhere, I got the strength I needed to carry on. I need to be updated. But then not only do I need to be updated, it shows me that I need a new version of me. But then watch verse 13. For whatever we be besides ourselves, it is to God. Or whether it be sober, it is for your cause. Not only do you need to be upgraded, but then your processing speed is slow. What I mean by this is this. Have you ever met somebody with bad understanding? Watch this. Hear me good. A computer's processing clock speed determines how quickly the central processing unit called the CPU can retrieve and interpret instructions. Many people cannot interpret instructions because their understanding is bad. Proverbs 4:7 says this, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But out of all of your getting, please get an understanding. Proverbs 1:7 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You've been getting the word of God all of your life, and you still haven't gotten it yet. You're still trying to debate whether Jesus rose on a Monday or a Sunday instead of accepting the fact that 3 days later he got up with all power in his hand. You're still trying to debate, was he black, white, what was his nationality? I don't care what color he was. He can be blonde and blue eyes. All I know is he died on the cross that I can have a right. Processing speed is slow when you try to debate what God have already given you in black and white. Some of you say, I don't care what he says. It doesn't take all of that racket. Praise God. Sick of him saying that. But that's what you say, because your processing speed is slow. But when you learn to interpret what the word of God is telling you, the Bible says make a joyful noise. The Bible says let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Isaiah chapter 6, when the presence of the Lord was in the temple, it moved the doorposts. Now, if God's presence can move doorposts without a soul, then he's been so good to you. And I believe in my heart that the presence of the Lord is in this house. If he can move doorposts, I know he can move me. Your processing speed is slow when it comes to true worship. Because when we worship God for who he is. We praise God for what he's done. And God woke me up this morning. I praise him. But just him being God all by himself makes me want to worship him. Either way it goes, God is going to get something back from me. And see, I can tell my processing speed is all right because I woke up 4:30 this morning, me and God was having church all by myself. And see, I don't need a church full of folk. I proved that during the pandemic. People were saying, Reverend Green, why are you preaching like that when the church is empty? I said, baby, you just wasn't there, but the church wasn't empty. The Holy Spirit was still in the place. Your processing speed is slow when your worship and praise is determined about how many people shows up. Because the last time I checked, when he woke you up by yourself. When he healed your body by yourself. And so why you need a whole crowd of people to give God glory and to give God thanks? I wonder if there's a few people here right now just want to give him thanks. If you can't remember what to thank him for, just thank him anyway, because he's been that good to you. Come on, won't you stand on your feet if you're physically able and say, Lord, I thank you. Need an upgrade. A new version of you. Because you're outdated. Your processing speed is too slow. Now, the installation begins. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now, to be new, you once was old. To be saved, you once was lost. We didn't come in the world saved. We was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So once I know I'm outdated and now my processing speed is too slow, he's getting ready to install. So I'm going to tell you right now, don't interrupt the installation. Because when you're getting updates, your phone or your computer will say, do not cut off your device while updating. In other words, you haven't gotten where God wants you at yet, but still don't stop praising. Because that's you cutting off the device. Don't stop praying, because when the installation begins, you're going to start feeling a little better inside. You see, when the new version start coming in, you're going to start feeling, oh Lord, man, is this what I've been missing? See, when the new version comes in, you know what it is designed to do? To replace the old version. How would you feel, watch this, if you pay for an upgrade on your cell phone, laptop, and it costs you a good dollar, and it still operates the way the old one did? Y'all missing me? Jesus died on the cross. You are bought with a price.